Many blessings to you all and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is Matthew 18, 21 to 35. Matthew chapter 18, verse 21 to 35. Then Peter came to Jesus and asked, "Lord, how many times shall I forgive my brother or sister who sins against me? Up to seven times?" Jesus answered, "I tell you, not seven times, but 77 times. Therefore, the kingdom of heaven is like a king who wanted to settle accounts with his servants. As he began the settlement, a man who owed him 10,000 bags of gold was brought to him. Since he was not able to pay, the master ordered that he and his wife and his children and all that he had be sold to repay the debt. At this, the servant fell on his knees before him. 'Be patient with me,' he begged, 'and I will pay back everything.' The servant's master took pity on him, cancelled the debt, and let him go. But when that servant went out, he found one of his fellow servants who owed him 100 silver coins. He grabbed him and began to choke him. 'Pay back what you owe me,' he demanded. His fellow servant fell to his knees and begged him, 'Be patient with me and I will pay it back.' But he refused. Instead, he went off and had the man thrown into prison until he could pay the debt. When the other servants saw what had happened, they were outraged and went and told their master everything that had happened. Then the master called the servant in. 'You wicked servant,' he said. 'I cancelled all that debt of yours because you begged me to. Shouldn't you have had mercy on your fellow servant, just as I had on you?' In anger, his master handed him over to the jailers to be tortured until he should pay back all he owed. This is how my heavenly Father will treat each of you unless you forgive your brother or sister from your heart." My theme for reflection is when forgiveness feels impossible. When forgiveness feels impossible. A teacher once asked her Sunday school class, "What's the difference between forgiveness and forgetting?" A small boy raised his hand and said, "Forgiving is when you let someone out of jail. Forgetting is when you realize you are no longer the jailer." The class laughed, but the boy had stumbled upon a profound truth. Unforgiveness does not imprison the offender, it imprisons us. In Matthew 18:21 to 35, Peter poses a question that all of us, if we are honest, have asked in one form or another. "Lord, how many times shall I forgive my brother or sister who sins against me? Up to seven times." He probably expected praise for his generosity. Seven felt extravagant, more than most of us could manage. But Jesus' answer shatters the math of mercy. Not seven times, but 77 times. In other words, stop counting. Forgiveness is not a quota, it's a way of life. The problem Jesus addresses is not simply that we struggle to forgive, but that we keep score. We live by ledgers of who owes what, who wronged us, who deserves our mercy. Like Peter, we want forgiveness to have boundaries so that we can feel safe and justified in withholding it. Yet Jesus knows that such bookkeeping turns the heart into a prison. To make his point, he tells a parable about a servant forgiven an impossible debt, 10,000 talents, an amount no worker could repay in several lifetimes. The king, moved with compassion, cancels the debt completely. It is an unimaginable act of mercy. But the servant, newly freed, finds a fellow servant who owes him a few coins and throttles him until he pays up. The tragedy is not just his cruelty, it is his amnesia. Having been forgiven so much, he cannot extend even a fraction of that grace to another. Miroslav Volf, who lived through the horrors of the Balkan Wars, once wrote, "Forgiveness flounders because I exclude the enemy from the community of humans and myself from the community of sinners." That is the spiritual blindness of the unforgiving heart. It forgets its own need for grace while magnifying the faults of others. Jesus' parable is not a threat so much as a mirror. When we refuse to forgive, we cut ourselves off from the very flow of mercy that sustains us. God's forgiveness is not a private possession. It is a current that must keep moving. If we dam it up with bitterness, it stagnates within us. But when we realize it, it renews us. Forgiveness, then, is not weakness, it is freedom. The freedom to live without carrying another person's debt in our soul. This does not mean ignoring injustice or tolerating abuse. Forgiveness does not cancel accountability. Rather, it transforms the heart so that justice is no longer driven by vengeance, but guided by mercy. The goal is not to excuse evil, but to stop it from reproducing itself in us. So what does this mean for us today? It means that every act of forgiveness, however small, becomes a protest against the world's logic of retaliation. It means we remember that we are all debtors who live by the grace of a merciful King. And it means that when forgiveness feels impossible, we begin not with our willpower, but with gratitude, remembering how much we ourselves have been forgiven. Forgiveness, Jesus says, is not a duty imposed from above, but a gift drawn from below, from the deep reservoir of divine mercy within us. Every time we forgive, we open a window through which God's grace shines anew into a hurting world. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, what past hurt or resentment still holds power over me? And what might releasing it set free in my own heart? Number two, how does remembering God's forgiveness toward me reshape the way I approach those who have wronged me? And now our practical exercise for the day. Write down one person or situation you have struggled to forgive. Pray for that person today, not with bitterness, but with the same compassion you have received from God. You don't need to forget, but you can start by letting go of the debt. Merciful Father, you have given us more than we could ever repay. You have forgiven us more than we could ever repay. Teach us to forgive as you forgive, freely, fully, and without counting. Release us from the prisons of resentment and fear. Make our hearts channels of your boundless mercy, so that the world may glimpse your grace in us. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.